Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman, and this is Total Information AM. Missouri high schoolers might be missing out on opportunities to help pay for higher education. A new study shows that St. Louis City students filling out the free application for federal student aid called FAFSA dropped by more than 50% from last year. Joining us now is Caitlin Venta, Director of Affordability for the Missouri College and Career Attainment Network, otherwise known as MOCAN. Thank you for being in studio this morning.
Thank you for having me.
What have we seen? Because I've been hearing reports from all over the country that the numbers are down, especially when we're talking about low-income and minority students.
Yes. So the FAFSA usually opens in October. This year, it didn't open until January, so we lost three important months of completion time. So we're really playing catch up because the end line deadline, school's still going to start at the same time next year. So we've lost some time, but we know students and counselors are working really hard to get the FAFSAs done. So we want students and families to know it's not too late. It is still time. You can still fill out a FAFSA. There is still funding available. So even if you've had challenges or you're feeling behind, take that time to fill out the FAFSA.
Can you go back to basics for the listeners and how does FAFSA work?
Yep. So the FAFSA stands for Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It's a form that you fill out online that gathers your demographic information, where you went to high school, where you want to go to college, a little information about your family, and then pulls information from the IRS for your financial information. That all goes into an algorithm, a formula that then determines your family's ability to pay for college and your eligibility for aid like the Pell Grant and the Access Missouri Grant here in Missouri.
Talk about the difference between what students could potentially get in loans versus those grant programs you're talking about.
Yeah, so the Pell Grant can be over $7,000. So again, it depends on your family size, your family's income. But with this new FAFSA, we expect more families than ever to be eligible for the Pell Grant. So that can be $7,000 for college. In Missouri, we have a program called Access Missouri that, again, you qualify for by completing your FAFSA by June 1st. And students can get over $2,000 a year for college for those programs. So you want to maximize those free money programs, those grant programs, before you take out any kind of student loans.
What is happening statewide? Is St. Louis the only one dropping, or is this going on everywhere?
It's happening everywhere, and I think we see different challenges in different communities. So depending on the advisor resources in an area, you know, some school buildings only have one college advisor for 300 or 400 students. It's very challenging to meet as many students as you need in that case, but we're seeing great efforts by people across the state. So college advisors, financial aid offices, community programs, scholarship programs, everyone's pitching in because we know how important this is.
How concerned is MOCAN that this may actually drop enrollment, that fewer people will choose to go to college because of this process.
We're very concerned, and we also know that the students who are most impacted are those who need college the most. The students who college is going to impact their future earnings ability, their future work experience. So we're doing everything we can to make sure that those students do complete the FAFSA so that they can go to college.
So again, this is if you're planning to attend college in the 24-25 year, not to get confused with any other situation, right?
Correct. Just that. Yep, and any kind of college.
Yeah.
Community college, four-year trade school. If you have to go to college and you're going to have to pay something, fill that FAFSA out.
What about money left on the table? Can you bring that up again? I mean, we're talking. I won't let you say it. I couldn't believe the number.
Yeah, millions of dollars. So students, when they don't fill out the FAFSA, they are leaving money on the table. There is money that's available just by filling out the FAFSA. Last year, the estimates that it's about $78 million in Pell Grants were left on the table by Missouri students. So we hear all the talk about college being expensive, but we also need to talk about that there is money available for students.
Now, is there reason to believe that, you know, there were so many stories about the delay in this and then the problems once the application was up online? Do we have reason to believe that that's fixed, that when someone goes to the system now, that it's going to be a streamlined process?
For most students, it is a streamlined process. We do still have some students having challenges. The first step is creating an FSA ID. Sometimes there's challenges getting that verified, but usually once a student and their parent contributors have their FSA ID, they are able to log in and complete the form very quickly.
MOCAN is the Missouri College and Career Attainment Network. Can you tell us a little bit more about what MOCAN does?
Yeah, so we are a statewide nonprofit that is working to help more students enroll and complete college. And we believe that more students doing that will help our state, and we want to improve the equity in the system. So we want to work with low-income students, students from rural communities, adults. We work with the people who work with the students. So we don't do a lot of direct service, but we want to empower the professionals. So we do professional development for counselors. We work with higher education staff. I work with scholarship providers across the state so that we can all do our jobs better to help more students go to college.
You said something that I really took note of, and that's about the number of counselors that we have in our schools. I mean, is that pretty common to have a low number of counselors helping with such a key thing?
Yeah, nationally, the ratios are not good of the number of students to college advisors. We have some great programs in Missouri like RUDED and Missouri College Advising Corps that are helping to improve that. But it really depends on the school and the number of staff that are there to help. And so that can be very challenging. These high caseloads with high need students, counselors also do everything. FAFSA is a really important thing that they do, but they are also helping with lunch duty and the ACT and scheduling classes and students in crisis. So we're so grateful for everything that they do, and we want to support them in anything we can.
Is it personally meaningful to you, to the line of work that you do, being able to help people?
It is, yeah. So I sometimes say I'm the opposite of a first generation student because my parents were working for a university when I was a baby. I lived in a dorm when I was a baby because my dad was a hall director. So going to college was never a question for me. But then I worked here in St. Louis at Marion Middle School for 8 years, and I saw students who college was never even on their radar. And we took them from not knowing what college is, not ever having it as a thought, to their expectation and completing. So, you know, my personal experience is different than a lot of the students that I worked with, and I realized how lucky and privileged I was in that way. But then being able to work with students who college was never a dream for them initially, and to see them go all the way through, really made an impact on me.
Again, Caitlin, could you give us information on where folks can reach out to MOCAN to get help?
Yes. If you have any FAFSA questions or need help completing, you can visit mofafsa.org. This is our website we put together to try to have clear information about the FAFSA. We have a contact us form that you can reach out there. But again, mofafsa.org. We're happy to help answer any questions and point you to resources in your area.
Caitlin Venta is the Director of Affordability for the Missouri College and Career Attainment Network, MOCAN. She's also a graduate of Duke University, so we'll be talking some basketball later.
Of course.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
After investing billions to light up our network,
T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.